Researchers in New South Wales have made a major discovery about the history of the Murray-Darling Basin. A study of riverbank sediment has found there used to be a massive lake in the lower Murray-Darling, spanning hundreds of kilometres. It's long gone now, but what it can tell scientists about the river system and how it works and how we might manage it in the future is invaluable. Earth scientist Dr. Hannah Power from the University of Newcastle is a researcher on this project. Hannah, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Just so we can picture it, tell us where this lake existed and what's there now, can you?
So the lake existed from the mouth of the Murray system where it sits today, right up to over 200 kilometres upstream from the mouth. So it covered the modern day extents of what we know to be the Coorong, Lake Alexandrina and Lake Albert. And then the lake pushed up into the Murray Gorge, which extends upstream from Lake Alexandrina, up to at least 200 kilometres if you follow the line of the river upstream from the Murray mouth.
Okay, so it was huge.
It was huge. For a large portion of the lake, though, it was actually fairly narrow. So from where the Murray meets Lake Alexandrina today, the Murray is upstream of there, the Murray is actually confined to a rocky gorge that varies in width between about 2 to 3 kilometres and about 6 kilometres. And so at the moment, the Murray only takes up about 200 to 300 metres of the width of that gorge, whereas when the lake was in place, the lake took up the whole width of the gorge from wall to wall.
And when was this? When was the lake there?
So the lake was there between 5,000 years ago and 8,500 years ago. And the reason the lake was there was that at about 6,000 years ago, sea level had a particularly high peak. So sea level in that part of Australia was about 2 metres higher than it is today. And what actually happened is that the sea level at the mouth of the Murray effectively acted like a dam and caused water to back up through the system, creating this lake. Now, the reason that this is possible for the Murray is because the land surrounding the lower part of the Murray is so flat. And so when the sea level was higher, because that topography is so flat, water could back up and fill up into this lake.
There are so many questions. When the sea level was higher, why was the sea level higher? And are you saying that the Murray was there, the river existed, and it was only when the sea level rose that it backed it up and turned into the lake? So first there was the Murray River, or the river rather, and then there was the lake, and now there's the Murray.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. So the lake that we're describing is a bit like the equivalent to some of the coastal lakes that we have today. So things like Lake Macquarie or the lakes around Lakes Entrance in Victoria, these lakes are salty lakes. They are where ocean water and fresh water mix. But because of the surrounding topography, you know, you've got reasonably high areas around Lake Macquarie, the lakes don't take up a huge amount of space. But because it's so flat in those Murray lands and those river lands, the lake that formed where the Murray is today was able to take up so much space and extend so far inland.
Now, this is called Lake Manum now, but were Lake Albert and Lake Alexandrina, they're still there, of course, are they the remnants of Lake Manum?
Well, they're the sort of morphological equivalent of what Lake Manum would have been today. So they represent the same kind of environment. However,
but would they have made up a part of it?
Yeah, so they would have made up a part of it. So they were the lower part of Lake Manum, and then Lake Manum extended upstream from there, about another 120 kilometres upstream from the northern extent of Lake Alexandrina.
Okay, before I ask you, Hannah, what's the impact of all this or the import of all this, what does it teach us? Can I first ask you how you know this, how you know there was this massive lake?
Yeah, so this project came about through collaboration with colleagues at the University of Sydney. So my colleague, Associate Professor Tom Hubble, was working on a project investigating why the riverbank on the lower part of the lake of the Murray River was collapsing during the Millennium Drought. And he went down there to look at the sediments within the river to try to understand why they were collapsing, and identified that these lake sediments sat on the bottom of the Murray. And this is really unusual for a river of that kind of size, because normally you would expect to a river of that size, you know, it drains over 1 million square kilometres of the Australian mainland, to be depositing river sediments rather than lake sediments. So that kind of made us go and investigate. And so what we did was we did a whole bunch of computer modelling to identify what the system looked like under previous conditions, so under different types of flow, so floods and droughts, and also under the sea level high stand that existed 6,000 years ago when sea levels were 2 metres higher than today. And what our computer models showed us was that the common factor required to form this lake was the high sea level. We could change other things in the model, but that really didn't make an influence, have an influence. It was the high sea level. And then what we did was we went and collected more sediment, which independently confirmed our computer modelling observations.
What does this information help us at all with the continual arguments about the Murray and the Murray-Darling Basin? The plan is fraught. There's arguments between states about who gets what. There's tensions over water for the environment, water for agriculture. Does knowledge of the existence of this historic lake help with that in any way, in your view?
Yeah, so what's really exciting about this lake is because this lake was in place for such an extended period of time, it created this space to allow all the sediment coming down the Darling and all the sediment coming down the Murray to settle out, and it, so it trapped all of this sediment. And so it's created this record. So as water flows down the Murray and flows down the Darling, it carries with it the sediment. And so in that sediment, we can interpret records of floods and droughts. And in our, we took one big 30-metre long sediment core within the floodplain of the Lower Murray. And what we found was that we've got an 11-metre long section with loads and loads of fine layers of sediment. And it, based on our interpretation at this stage, we think that each one of those layers represents a flood or a drought or maybe even the annual alpine snowmelt on the Australian Alps. And so the next step in our project is to interpret all of those fine layers of sediment and use them to reconstruct a really accurate and really detailed climate history for the Murray-Darling Basin.
And that might help give some assurance to the farmers, the irrigators, the policymakers. I mean, we're in this you know, historic drought at the moment, the millennium drought at the moment, that's been going for so long now. If you find there were similar droughts back through that history, through that sediment record, that might, you know, reassure us that this too will pass.
Well, that's right. And what we're hoping we'll be able to understand out of our climate reconstruction is if we can get a better feel for how frequently really intense droughts occur, how frequently really intense floods occur. And that will also have give us a better idea of how much water comes down the system during different times and how different climate drivers like the El Niño-La Niña cycles affect the flow within the river. And if we have a better understanding of how much water comes down the system and how much that varies, we'll be able to make better use of that water.
All right, Hannah, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Dr. Hannah Power, she's an earth scientist from the University of Newcastle and part of the research team for this incredible discovery, this massive lake, between 5,000 and 8,500 years ago. They're calling it Lake Manum. It existed exactly where the Murray is. Talking about sea level rises brings to mind the implications of climate change, doesn't it? Will we get sea level rises? Could this happen again?